This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
This is Free Talk Live, talk radio that you control. Take control of the airwaves. That number is 855-450-3733. With you tonight, it's Aria.
Hey, I'm Ian.
And Michael.
And, man, none of us know that much about what's happening in Hong Kong, which is frustrating because it seems like it's probably pretty big news.
It's definitely been big news.
But it's one that I've also largely avoided. Primarily because it's the Chinese government here. Hmm. I mean, let's be honest. And they're not exactly freedom-friendly.
Nope.
So they're going to do whatever they want to do to Hong Kong. And it really doesn't matter whether the people of Hong Kong like it or not.
Well, it does. Well, I mean, if enough people are going to cause a difficulty in the streets, if enough people are going to not obey and do what they're told, then it does matter.
Well, the Chinese government will just kill them. That's what they did in Tiananmen Square.
Yeah, well, are they going to kill 750,000 people?
That would be a relatively small number compared to the number of Uyghur Muslims they have being re-educated right now, many of whom are being killed.
The thing about Hong Kong is if you go in there and kill 750,000 people, you kill the economy. It's like killing the golden goose.
I don't think the Chinese government cares about that, though. I mean, what they seem to care about, based on my experience watching the Chinese government, is control of the Chinese people.
Mm, well, yeah, there is that.
But in other news, a controversial study is suggesting that fluoride in the water makes people dumber. Michael, you brought that in.
I do have this up, but my tablet's a little flaky, so I'll try to read this, but you might want to...
Well, before we get into it, I mean, fluoridated water, that's such an interesting topic all by itself, because fluoride is a poison, right?
And in theory. I mean, there are people who say that it
well, there's a reason the dentists tell you not to, you know, eat or drink for 30 minutes.
Yeah, right. Don't swallow it because, yeah, it could harm you. But, yeah, it's supposed to be good for tooth decay and stopping cavities and all that, and that's why they put it in everyone's water supply.
Well, except for here. They don't do it in where we live. Not every place fluoridates its water supply. And the reason they say they don't do it in Keene is because there's naturally occurring fluoride in the water here.
Well,
interesting.
Yeah.
So they don't remove it, but they also don't add it.
Correct.
Well, that's still unfortunate. But, I mean, yeah, there are conspiracy theories all around fluoride saying that, you know, it lowers people's sex drives, it lowers their testosterone, it makes them dumber, it makes them more compliant, mm-hmm. less likely to resist government encroachment on their rights. But evidently, now there is a study suggesting that it does indeed have an impact on pregnant women and the babies that they are carrying.
Yeah, this study does find a link, and it is controversial because this is the first study I'm aware of that was actually published in a peer-reviewed journal. Let's just get into this from AFP.
Well, that's not worth a whole lot when, like, on average, I think it was 25%. I was just reading about this today. 25% of all citations used in these peer-reviewed papers and things like that are self-citations. It's people with PhDs citing themselves and papers. And when they're not self-citations, they're citations from people who have co-authored papers with them in the past.
It's a small world.
It's not that small.
In scientific research, if you're in certain fields, yeah, it can be a very small world in certain disciplines. But let's see, where are we?
So what's going on with the IQ thing?
A study published on Monday, which is today, linked consumption of fluoridated tap water during pregnancy to lower IQ scores in infants. This is a finding at odds with decades of public health messaging extolling the mineral's benefits in reducing cavities.
I'd like to know how you test IQ with infants.
I think we do get into this a little bit later.
IQ I find to be generally a useless metric anyway.
Yeah. Really? Why?
Well, if you're giving I'm not sure it matters what is on the test. If you're giving everyone the same test, then it probably doesn't matter all that much.
Because I don't think any one person is any smarter or dumber than any other. It's just a matter of whether or not they're willing to put in the work to exercise the brain power that they have. And I think in most cases people don't because they don't really need to, you know?
Hmm. Well, infants, I mean, are they going to be lazy? Are they going to decide
They're intellectually lazy almost by definition. I mean, they're not sitting around pondering the implications of quantum mechanics here.
No, but they might be trying to determine the difference between a square and a circle.
Which is a matter of knowledge and not a matter of intelligence.
Whether one goes into the, you know, could be.
I'm trying to think back when I took an IQ test in elementary school. And there was a large amount of math, I think, that had to be done on that IQ test, if I recall correctly. I think there might have been some kind of, like, fitting shapes and holes.
Yeah, I had one when I was about 10, and I don't recall that much of it, but I seem to recall there was a whole lot of pattern matching.
Mm.
Yeah. I've never taken an IQ test because I know how my ego works, and there's no result that would be good for me. I would either be dumber than I think I am or smarter than I thought I was, and neither of those. But I did take the
wouldn't
test.
Wouldn't smarter than you thought you were be a good score? Isn't that like...
But it would just boost ideal? The ego. So,
oh, okay.
So I'm just better off not knowing. I know, having taken the test to join Mensa, that I'm smart. I'm technically a genius and smart enough to join Mensa.
All right.
I'm good. That's
good enough.
That's enough.
Yeah.
Close enough. Several outside experts expressed concern over the research's methodology and questioned its conclusions.
Mm-hmm.
No surprise. Though some found the results compelling enough to merit further investigation. The U.S. Center for Disease Control and Prevention named community water fluoridation one of 10 great public health achievements of the 20th century because of its contribution to the steep decline in tooth cavities in the United States over several decades.
That's the part that really concerns me. You know, it's not just the very weak excuse of preventing tooth decay, because that's not like a public health crisis, right? That's a halitosis problem. Give people some breath mints. For the most part, they'll be okay, right? It's not worth it to have this entire social experiment that we're running.
I don't think breath mints are going to solve tooth decay.
Probably not.
That's true, but I mean, it's not like... sure, I guess it could probably lead to mouth cancer or something. I don't know, but it's not like a major concern, right?
Well, it is a major concern for the people in the dental field. I mean, if you talk to, you know, like dental hygienists and dentists, these people fully believe in fluoridation. I mean, now that's probably what they're indoctrinated with in the college system. But, like, you know, they're fully behind that concept. Like, they will comment when I go to the dentist here in this area in the Keene, New Hampshire area. I've had a dental tech comment to me like, oh, your teeth are in such great shape, blah, blah, blah. You know, you must not have been born here. They say that some of the people in this area aren't particularly good, you know, as far as their mouths are concerned, as far as their teeth are concerned. And they attribute it not to poorly taking care of your mouth and not brushing your teeth or whatever, but they actually attribute a lot of it to the fact that the water isn't fluoridated on purpose here. Again, there is some sort of natural, I don't know if it's fluorine or fluoride, but there is some sort of naturally occurring flora something.
But see, to prevent this tooth decay, we wage this massive social experiment without having any consideration or any knowledge of what sort of long-term effects it could have.
Well, there's definitely a lot of knowledge on people taking fluoride for a long term, right? Like, it's been out there for a long time.
Yeah, the health experts say it's safe, and unless you're a rat.
Well, they used to say that smoking was safe, too. I mean, let's keep that in mind. Smoking used to be perfectly
safe. Were there commercials with doctors recommending cigarettes back in the day?
Winston, right?
They said that opiates were perfectly safe. When Tramadol first came out, they were like, this is totally non-addictive. And I mean, they generally don't know what they're talking about, in my experience.
Well, I don't know if fluoride is the reason why people have better, you know, teeth. Maybe they're actually brushing their teeth more often and taking good care of their mouths. Because I guarantee you, if I sit around eating a bunch of candy all day and all I do is rinse my mouth with some water, I don't think that's going to do the job to prevent cavities.
Yeah, it probably won't help.
I think high fructose corn syrup would be more likely the catalyst of the rise of tooth decay or whatever caused them to put fluoride in the water in the first place. I mean, we're eating a lot more sugar than we ever have at any point in human history. without even getting into the grains and all of those things, which are loaded in carbohydrates, which is sugar.
Yeah.
All of which is probably pretty bad for your teeth. So, I don't know. Maybe the fluoride is helpful. What do you think? Give us a call and let us know. Call us toll-free at 855-450-3733. Or use the Discord call-in lines, which you can find at discord.lrn.fm.
And not to mention the shedding, I would vacuum the carpet 3 times a week. Frodo was scratching all night long, bouncing on the side of the bed, keeping me awake the whole entire night from all the scratching and chewing. It kind of makes you neurotic.
Does your dog itch, scratch, stink, or shed like crazy?
Mounds and mounds of fur all over the place.
Come to Dynavite for help.
DINOVITE.com.
If you want the dog to be healthy, you got to feed it something healthy.
Dynavite is nutrition. The omega-3 fatty acids.
Flaxseed, zinc, alfalfa.
Our vitamins and enzymes replace the nutrients cooked out of most commercial dog foods.
He gobbles it up. He's not up all night scratching. His shedding is minimal, and it is such a pleasure to have my calm, relaxed, non-shedding puppy back. And I have to thank Dynavite for that.
Don't let your dog itch, scratch, stink, or shed like crazy.
Come to Dynavite for help.
859-428-1000.
859-428-1000.
DINOVITE.com.
Bitcoin.com has launched a trading platform at local.bitcoin.com, allowing you to buy or sell Bitcoin Cash via dozens of payment methods like PayPal, Venmo, bank deposit, remittances, or meeting in person with cash. There are no ID requirements to sign up for and use the site, and all communications between buyers and sellers are encrypted. Finally, a global trading platform that respects your privacy. Visit local.bitcoin.com to get started trading Bitcoin Cash. local.bitcoin.com.
I can definitely say that I have found the best cryptocurrency wallet, certainly the best named one. I'm Mark Edge, and I love the Edge wallet. I've been using it for the last few months. You can buy, sell, trade, and hold your cryptocurrency securely. I trust my holdings of all the major cryptocurrencies to Edge wallet, and you should too. No long phrases to memorize, just a username and password. Secure your freedom with Edge wallet. Get it now on Apple or Android in the App Store or at edge.app.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped 1 million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, talk radio that you control. Give us a call at 855-450-3733. With you tonight, it's Aria.
Hey, I'm Ian.
And Michael.
And I want to tell you about local.bitcoin.com, because bitcoin.com has launched a trading platform allowing you to buy or sell Bitcoin Cash with dozens of payment methods like PayPal, Venmo, bank deposit, remittances, or meeting in person with cash. It's really awesome. I absolutely love the site. A lot of those payment methods I just mentioned are high risk, like Venmo and PayPal. So be careful on the site, definitely. But there's no ID requirements, and all communications between traders are encrypted. After a trade completes, after 7 days, the keys to the chat are deleted. So they finally have provided us with an exchange that respects our privacy. And I absolutely love it, despite all of the, and these problems aren't their fault, but despite all of the problems that I've run into in the last 24 hours selling Bitcoin Cash.
And you're going to run into those problems on the other sites too.
Absolutely. And they'll probably be a bit worse. I have found the local.bitcoin.com admin team to be extremely responsive.
Mm-hmm.
It probably helps that I am the top trader on the site. So if I contact one of the admins.
Yeah, congratulations on more than 200 trades.
Thank
now.
You.
In yeah. what, a month and a half? I mean, how long has it been?
It's been since July the 4th that okay. I began really focusing on. So yeah, about a month and a half. Yeah. Of course, I was sitting there at a bar last night, mm-hmm. Hanging out with people, getting drunk, way drunker than I should have been to be dealing
Don't
with this
drink
sort of thing.
And trade Bitcoin.
Well, I was not trading Bitcoin.
I was Bitcoin Cash.
But I received an email from someone who claimed to have been scammed by me.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, it was very jarring. He was supposed to get some concert tickets to see the Rolling Stones in exchange for a $200 payment he sent to my email address.
Oh, no.
And it very quickly confused me enough that I was like, okay, look, I have to deal with this in the morning. I will contact you then. And as I was showering this afternoon, I realized what was going on. This other trader that I had traded with at least once in the past was opening up trades with me, getting other people to send me the money in exchange for promises that he was making them.
That is what you call a man-in-the-middle attack.
Yes.
And it is fairly common in the online selling of cryptocurrency world.
So luckily, he has been trying. It always raises my alarms when people send me money without opening trades. I'm aware that some people do this because they just want to get it done. They know that I'll come online and I'll just immediately release the escrow if they have a strong trade history with me anyway,
mm-hmm.
which is generally how it works. But this person sent me $100 like 8 hours later than they were supposed to.
That's
so, of
bad.
Course, I didn't release it. But yeah, because the payment method is instant. So that automatically makes me think, well, okay, but, you know, maybe they had to authenticate with their bank, whatever, it happens. But they immediately sent me an additional payment for twice that amount and didn't even open up the trade with me for me to complete a trade in the first place. So I didn't. Finally, they did, and they're like, hey, you haven't sent me the $200 worth of Bitcoin Cash. I was like, hey, you didn't open a trade with me for that amount, you
right.
idiot. What do you expect me to do here?
You sent money before, and it wasn't even that person, turns
right.
out. But you had money sent before you even opened a trade and agreed to the terms.
Yeah, that's absolutely moronic, right? Who does that with their own money? So I was already suspicious of this mm-hmm. user. And then I received that email for exactly that same amount of money. This person was supposed to get concert tickets, so that sucked. And as a result of all of that, the checking account got closed because to them, it's they're unable to distinguish between someone frauding me and me being the one to commit the fraud. You know, for all they know, I was the one who promised this guy concert tickets. I obviously wasn't.
Right.
But I don't have any way to prove that. I don't have any way to prove that this person scammed me as well.
Yeah. You were the victim of the scam.
Absolutely. I'm the only one who lost money in this, right? So be aware of that. It's not all roses and wine.
Yeah, I will say that if you're going to buy Bitcoin Cash and you buy from somebody who's got a reputation, you're probably going to be fine with something like a PayPal.
That's very
but
true.
If you're selling it with those methods, you're taking on a high level of risk.
Yeah, probably 90% of my trades are people with no trade history, which is fine. I once had no trade history, but because of that, there is a greatly increased risk.
Yep.
And this was all before I began implementing KYC in the first place.
Know your customer.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. To, you know, verify that people were who they claimed to be. But even if I had done that with this person, it wouldn't have helped because they would have just had that person send them a picture of their photo ID and a selfie and all of that. The one place it would have caught them was the handwritten note saying, mm-hmm. I, whatever, as you and I have discussed in the past, yeah. You know. They can't claim that they thought they were buying concert tickets if they wrote down that they were buying Bitcoin Cash.
Yeah, I don't know if the fact that it's like an online method makes that. I'd have to think harder and see if there are holes in that method, because the scammers will find the holes. They are creative.
They certainly will.
And they got nothing better to do.
But it is great. It's relatively rare, and I know that I sound like I'm dealing with just fraud and scams on
all
a daily
time.
Basis,
mm-hmm.
And I am at 200 trades now.
Right. Out of 200 trades, how many of them would you say turned out to be bad? Like, how many were undone? How many
bad?
How many were reversed?
Probably 6.
Okay.
Yeah.
So not even 10%.
No, okay. Certainly not.
5%, almost 5%. Yeah, 3%, yeah.
Yeah. So, I mean, it's all good. It's all great. The vast majority of people buying and selling crypto, are honest
yeah.
and, you know, reliable people. But you do have those few out there who are just interested in a quick buck, and they don't care about their reputation because you can't trace them down in the first place.
Right. And even if it was a site that required people to show identification to get on the site, it wouldn't make a difference because there's all kinds of stolen IDs out there.
Yeah.
I mean, did you guys hear about the Binance hack that was allegedly hacked? Binance is denying that it was actually their database that got taken.
Mm-hmm.
They said that what happened was some hacker was trying to get Binance to pay up. It said that he'd hacked like 10,000 know your customer photographs.
Wow.
So like when you sign up for a lot of these Bitcoin exchanges, you have to like usually hold your passport or your driver's license in your hand. Frequently you have to have like a handwritten note that says the name of the exchange and like your signature and a date. And I'm not sure what Binance requires, but at the very least they required people holding up their ID.
Interesting.
And so there was a bunch of photographs that this hacker was releasing, claiming came from Binance, claimed he had 10,000. He even had a Telegram channel where he was just posting photo after photo after photo of these people's know your customers. So
what I heard there is that Binance had outsourced their KYC to a third party
for a time,
yeah. And the hacker got those records.
That's the claim, yeah. So, but either way, there's a bunch of people,
yeah.
Photographs of people holding identification out there just floating around that some hacker got a hold of. So,
I mean, there are entire markets on the dark web for stealing people's information.
Right. Yeah. And so it's trivial.
I had somebody ask me about that yesterday, yeah. A past trader. And I was like, look, man, I don't know anything about this. I don't want to know
right.
anything about this. And I'm not selling anything else to you. Good day.
Yeah, it's absolutely trivial for those people to get a hold of an ID. So them to create an account on any of those other sites is really pretty meaningless. So.
But local.bitcoin.com at least doesn't require that.
Yep.
And that's a beautiful thing. The crypto world needs a place where we can buy and sell cryptocurrency without jumping through all of the hoops that other exchanges like Coinbase are trying to make us jump through. 855-450-3733. Give us a call. Let us know what you think.
Do you have a crypto wealth advisor or coach? If so, has your cryptocurrency advisor been investing in technology stocks for over 20 years? Have they left the corporate world and retired? Or are they still trying to make a weekly paycheck? Have they produced six-figure results for their customers in the past 30 days? And very importantly, are they a member of the Digital Currency Council? Seth Maniscalco is the founder of Crypto Wealth Coach and CryptoWealthCoach.com. Seth invested in his first Roth IRA at 19 years old while living abroad and has been investing in Wall Street and technology for over 20 years with experience in all the money markets. By comparison, so many of these so-called crypto gurus have barely been alive for 20 years. Seth has not only experienced personal success from his own investments in crypto, he has also helped his clients earn 6- and 7-figure incomes, including helping investors make over $750,000 in EOS in 90 days and 1,225% in only 5.5 months with Chainlink. Seth has help for the small do-it-yourself guy on Up to Crypto Whales. Increase your wealth. Visit CryptoWealthCoach.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Democratic Representatives Ilhan Omar and Rashida Tlaib are addressing travel restrictions to Israel and Palestinian territories. The two women held a press conference in Minnesota and said that Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu's policy is suppressing human rights to free speech. Michigan Representative Tlaib was told she could visit her grandmother after being granted a visit on humanitarian grounds if she did not promote a boycott of Israel. New York Republican Congressman Lee Zeldin on Fox News, though, reminds the two ladies.
There was an opportunity for Tlaib and Omar to have gone earlier this month with 70 colleagues, Republicans and Democrats, to listen, learn in good faith. But instead, what we've seen is this bad faith PR attempt.
Attorney General Bill Barr has removed the acting head of the U.S. Prisons Bureau following the death of Jeffrey Epstein in a New York jail. This is USA Radio News.
Money! 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 Money. You gotta have it. When you need it, what do? If you don't have a rich uncle, call LendingTree. With us, hundreds of banks compete for your business, so you'll get loans with competitive interest rates, and in some cases, with no closing costs. So here's the deal. If you need money, call us. Do you want to refinance your current loan? Are you 62 or older and interested in a reverse mortgage? Then call LendingTree now. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. We've closed over $250 billion in loans. We know what we're doing and can help you. Call right now for a free quote. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. That's 800-634-1315. NMLS number 1136.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I have problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. Take control of the airwaves and talk about whatever is on your mind. Give us a call toll-free at 855-450-3733. With you tonight is Aria.
I'm Ian.
And Michael.
My Magic Mud is available to you at 20% off. Use code FTL20 at MyMagicMud.com. Why would you want to do that? Because it's an amazing product. Black tooth powder made of charcoalized coconut shells and bentonite clay. Sounds counterintuitive that black tooth powder would actually be clinically proven to whiten teeth, but that's a fact. And the reason why it's been so successful, well, look at all the different health stores that are picking it up. Sprouts, CVS, Natural Grocers, Walmart, Natural Beauty Aisle. I mean, if this product wasn't useful and it wasn't effective, I suspect it would not get that distribution. So check them out for yourself over at MyMagicMud.com. You don't have to go to any of those stores when you can get 20% off by using code FTL20. We get their product here, and I use it. Actually, I use the toothpaste just because it's easier, and not quite. You're going to make a mess because it's black, but, you know, that's part of the fun. MyMagicMud.com, use code FTL20.
Yeah, I do the same thing. I use the toothpaste, but, you know, it just rinses off with water, so, you know, anyway.
It does tend to make the sink get a little tinge darker over time because, you know, all the splatter.
Well, I think it just rinses the sink. Yeah, you clean the sink. I mean,
sure.
I thought it was the powder that was, like, really bad.
The powder is a little messier, I would say.
Okay. Yeah. Interesting. Well, let's get into the phones. We got Patrick calling in from North Carolina. Patrick, you are on Free Talk Live.
Yeah, get funky.
Patrick?
Or you can, you look confused, Aria. This is a little bit of cartoons there. What was that, Michael Jackson?
I don't know what it was. I didn't hear any of it.
Yeah. Well, I thought maybe he had some background music playing while he waited.
He waited that long. Yeah. He waited that long just to do that.
That's sad.
Yeah. Well, I mean, some people don't have anything better to do.
Well, they should start a show.
Well, you know, you could call in and actually talk to us.
Well, yeah, I mean, those people don't have, I mean, they're not going to start a show because they don't have anything to say.
Good point.
You know, what's that guy going to do?
That there is proof that he had nothing to say, in fact.
I guess he could start a show and play the same music that has been played on various different radio stations for decades, because that's what he was doing there. It's a great song.
I didn't recognize it.
I don't know.
I'm not a big Michael Jackson fan, though, so.
It was one of the oldies from, like, the 70s.
That was like the Jackson 5, I think, like way back when.
Well, it sounded like it was being played through a very old radio.
It sounded like it was being played through a speaker with a phone held up to it. It sounded terrible.
It did.
Yeah.
So anyway, this study, evidently...
We're back on the fluoride thing?
Yeah.
Okay.
...is being revealed, allegedly, to make people stupid. Or
wait, the study's being revealed to make people stupid?
The study is revealing that fluoride is making people stupid.
Okay,
sorry.
Good.
Yeah. Or at least that's how I would characterize it. Because the average person, in my opinion, is already pretty stupid. And we're talking people losing 4.5... points to their IQ,
right?
Allegedly.
Now wait a minute. They tested infants here, right?
They didn't. They tested people who were 4 to 5 years old.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry. Really? I thought there was something in there about infant IQ.
Well, excuse me. At age 3 or 4.
Age 3 or 4.
Got it.
Yeah. So at least they're not infants. They're toddlers. Yeah. I think is the word for people that age.
I don't know. I don't know anything about that.
What they're testing is kids who are ages 3 to 4 whose parents drank fluoridated water when they were pregnant.
Ah.
And we're very quickly going to run out of a control for such a study.
Well, this study was done in Canada, and there's a lot less fluoridation in Canada. It said in the article, only 39% of Canadians
Water supplies?
Have fluoridated water. Huh.
What is it in the U.S.?
It's like
a lot more. I bet.
75. Weren't you saying it was like 75%?
That sounds
right.
Well,
it says here nearly 3 in 4 Americans.
Yeah.
So wow, certainly not good. Evidently, the journal took the unusual step of issuing an editor's note that said the decision to publish was not easy, and that it had been the subject to additional scrutiny. Now that's alarming. Scientists have, you know, assuming all of this is true, researchers have identified something that is making people less intelligent. And they're concerned about the controversy of releasing said study.
So the peer review wasn't good enough. They had to do some extra review on this one.
And then essentially put a disclaimer on it saying, oh, we were scared to do this, but we had to.
You know, this is the Journal of the American Medical Association. They're like the top journal in their field. They have their reputation to protect.
Experiments in water fluoridation began in the early 20th century, and that's how I would like to best characterize them, is as experiments. And
ongoing experiment, right?
Yeah, and we've done it to the entire society.
Mm-hmm.
And we don't know what effects.
No,
okay, fair point. Neither have I.
Okay.
But the government has done it to the entire society without... This isn't the first time that this has happened. We began burning large amounts of gasoline, pumping known carcinogens, we know now they're carcinogens, into the atmosphere. We never stopped to think what sort of long-term effects this could have. And now we're like, oh, where is all this cancer coming from? Well, it might be the carcinogens we are literally pumping into the atmosphere on a daily basis.
Yeah, it might be.
I mean, there's a lot of possibilities with cancer. Some people say cancer is the worrier's disease. If you worry enough, you'll just worry yourself into a cancer.
That could be true as well.
Yeah, isn't it possible that these things are actually just manifesting themselves for some reason or another?
It's a question of how much control the brain has over the human body,
right?
Consciously and subconsciously. I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
However, we've also done it with high fructose corn syrup, just putting it in every freaking food you can find.
You need
just
to stop doing that stuff, Aria, man.
Yeah. Well,
I was putting high fructose corn syrup in stuff.
And, of course, we have no idea what implications it will have. So now America is looking around going, wow, our obesity rate's really skyrocketed.
Well, I don't think you can blame high fructose corn syrup, because I suspect that even if you had sugar in soda pop, the people that go to the store and buy flats and flats and flats of, you know, 24-pack Mountain Dew and whatever else, Coca-Cola, and then they take them home and they live off of those things, I don't think it would make that big of a difference in obesity whether or not you had sugar or high fructose corn syrup in there.
As I've heard it in the past, it does, because the high fructose corn syrup has a different fructose to glucose ratio than what the body is ordinarily expecting.
Hey, by no means am I a health expert or anything like that.
I'm certainly not.
If you're taking in can after can after can of sugary soda pop, whether it's high fructose or, you know, fructose, normal fructose, or sugar, I think you're going to add a bunch of calories to your body, and probably you're going to get fat.
That's true, but not necessarily get diabetes.
Oh, okay. Well, that's okay then.
So, no worries.
You guys just calling
drink
me out
down.
Here tonight.
Drink them down. Wait, you don't go to the store and get flats of cola, do you?
No, more like six packs, but okay. Yeah, no. Wait.
I mean, I remember working in retail back in the 90s at big Kmart back in the day, and seeing literally...
this was very, in the South, right?
Yeah, in the South.
Florida.
Very
I'm not
overweight.
Surprised.
If you're not familiar, the American South actually sells soda in 3-liter bottles.
I don't know if I've ever seen that, but I believe
it. I have never seen that.
But they had, you know, as large of a package of soda cans that you could get, right? Like 24, however many it was large, and they stacked them in the, you know, in the shopping cart. It was literally like a shopping cart full of soda. The women were frequently quite obese, and, you know, with little obese kids with them, and this was their shopping trip. They wanted to go and get just a ton of soda.
That's so strange to me.
So, I mean, that's just not good for you, period. You know, to instead of ingesting water all the time or something that's, you know, a little better for you, just your number one fluid that you're drinking is
you can't live on soda alone.
Soda.
I drink this stuff, but I drink other things too.
Yeah.
So, you know.
I still drink these lemonades, which have they're loaded with sugar themselves.
Yeah, sure.
But not quite as bad as sodas.
Right.
And I no longer drink sodas because I once had a kidney stone, and I think that was the cause.
Just one?
Yes.
Oh, you lucked out.
Well, I was like, I'm never doing this again. So I increased my citric acid intake considerably, and that's why I'm okay with lemonade. Because the citric acid helps to break down the calcium, which is what a kidney stone is.
Right.
So, I don't know. It was a very unpleasant experience. I was like, you know what? Those Pepsis are not worth it. I will still drink maybe like one or two a year.
Yeah.
But that's it.
Then it's a treat.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. I'm certainly not walking out of Kmart with a flatbed of them. 855-450-3733. Let us know what you think.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Fellow Patriots, my name is Todd Savage, founder of BlackRifleRealEstate.com. Like you, I was a prisoner of the alt-left sanctuary state, until one day I chose to lead my family to freedom. Today we live on a sustainable 20-acre homestead where we shoot, hunt, garden, and homeschool our children without the tyranny of the nanny state looking over us. If you're ready to flee the city to the freedom of Idaho or Montana, our Black Rifle Real Estate team is here to help. Go to BlackRifleRealEstate.com. That's BlackRifleRealEstate.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Message and data rates may apply. Individual results may vary. Exclusions apply.
But hey, I'm buying a huge flat-screen TV so I can finally see it without my glasses.
Why not just get LASIK at the LASIK Vision Institute? That's what I'm doing.
My glasses and contacts are a pain. I'd love to finally get rid of these, but who can afford LASIK?
You can. Because the LASIK Vision Institute is offering dramatically low prices and an absolutely free consultation. Just text 211 to 350-350. The LASIK Vision Institute has already performed over a million procedures. They use the latest FDA-approved LASIK technology that helps the majority of patients achieve 20/20 vision for a fraction of what others charge. Better vision, better value. The LASIK Vision Institute. Make this the year you finally get LASIK. For a free consultation plus an extra 20% discount, text 211 to 350-350. You'll see for free if LASIK is right for you. That's D-O-1-1 to 350-350.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, 855-450-3733. With you tonight, it's Aria.
And Ian.
And Michael.
Have either of you ever seen the movie Doctor Strangelove?
No.
No. I've only heard of it.
Yeah, I've heard a lot of good things about it, but no.
This is the first time I've ever really heard of it. I think I heard of the name before, but...
Is it Strange Love or Strange Glove?
Strange Love.
Okay.
I don't know. I've never seen it. Apparently, it was a satirical film from 1964 featuring an unhinged general who believes that fluoridation is a communist conspiracy against the United States.
Hmm.
So I'm going to have to watch this tonight.
It's a pirate bay.
Well, maybe it's on Netflix. I renewed my Netflix account Friday because the Invader Zim movie came out, mm-hmm. and I had to watch it.
Is that one of theirs? Did they make that movie?
Well, they published it, at least. I think it was probably Nickelodeon who still actually did the production.
I see, okay.
But they syndicated, they published on Netflix.
Yeah, instead of releasing to theaters or whatever, right. Which is what I expected. Great movie.
You'll probably get more viewers if you release it on Netflix.
That's true, these days.
I would really want to watch it now, but... evidently, she said she had not been convinced when a graduate student first approached her with the idea to investigate the effects on IQ. So evidently, the entire plot of the movie is that the communists have unleashed this plot to make Americans stupid using fluoride in the water.
So wait, this whole thing came from a movie?
No, they've been fluoridating the water since long.
The idea that makes people stupid.
Well, the idea came from this study, it would seem. Or at least...
Well, no, I mean, this is a recent study. There have been people saying things about fluoridation for a long time.
Or the conspiracy, rather. Yeah.
Well, I mean, because to prevent tooth decay is a very weak justification for adding a chemical
in everyone's water.
So it would suggest to the layperson that there is some other sort of purpose the fluoride is supposed to serve. Because I just don't find tooth decay to be worth a $60 billion government program or whatever.
Yeah, it doesn't seem like it to me. They don't do this in Europe. There's fluoride in the water is pretty much unheard of over there. And they don't have rampant tooth decay.
Well, I mean, the UK isn't known for having good teeth.
Well, the UK, you know, it's...
I wasn't going to say that.
British, whatever.
Of course, they also have the government in charge of dental over there, too.
Yeah, there is that.
Let's get back into the phones. We got Francine calling. Francine, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hi guys.
Oh, my Lord. Hello.
Hi, guys.
Hi. What's on your mind?
Oh, I love you guys.
Where are you calling from tonight, Francine?
The Virgin Islands.
Oh, yes. All right. Listening to WVWI, Radio 1.
Yeah. Hi, guys.
What's on your mind tonight, Francine?
Oh, my goodness. Do you hear that, President Trump wants to buy Greenland?
Yeah, I did hear that.
I don't think he knows how this works.
I'm not sure Greenland, he has enough money for it.
Doesn't Greenland belong to Denmark?
Yes,
it does.
I think those people in Greenland think he's nuts.
Oh, yeah. There was a lot of laughter coming from Denmark.
Yeah,
and from
Greenland.
I mean, there's almost nobody in Greenland, by the way. It's like 50,000 people, I think, occupy the entire place. And it's, I don't know how much smaller it is than Australia. Apparently, it's like just below Australia. So, why is it called an island?
What is he up to?
Well, it's highly misrepresented on maps because of the, you know, spherical shape of the Earth.
Uh-huh.
So they tend to stretch out the longitudinal lines once we get closer to the poles.
Right.
So it's actually pretty small.
Is it?
Denmark thinks he's nuts.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, he is.
He is nuts.
He is nuts.
This is the wettest one we've ever seen from the standpoint of the water.
What do the folks down there in the Virgin Islands think about Trump that you know?
They think he's nuts. But respectfully because,
nuts.
You know, the U.S. is still controlling everything that we do. You know, interior. We
That's
don't have a constitution.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and we unincorporated, you know, a status quo.
Right.
So we have to be respectful and follow all the rules and regulations. We're still bought and owned.
Is there any movement in the Virgin Islands for secession? I mean, I don't know if that's the right term,
we need to work on it.
Yeah.
Need to work on it, you know, have a status and a constitution. We've got to get our act together.
Yeah, I mean, wouldn't you like to see the Virgin Islands get out from underneath the United States and no longer be the U.S. Virgin Islands, just be the Virgin Islands?
But in a friendly way.
Yeah, sure.
Conflict. Whereas, you know, you have a little independence, but, you know, we still have a partnership.
So what is the status of the Virgin Islands right now?
Unincorporated.
Similar to, like, Puerto Rico?
Well, Puerto Rico is Commonwealth. So I think they're Puerto Rico has their own constitution.
Okay.
Mm.
At least they have their own constitution.
So you have no... Is it a possession? Is the U.S. Virgin Islands a possession of the United States?
Puerto Rico and the United States, we are all a possession of the United States. They own us. And they
they own us as well.
Yeah, it doesn't feel good.
Yeah,
just in a different way.
I mean, they give you a little leeway, but they still have more control over you.
Yeah.
You know, and they tell you they have the bottom line. They make you think that you're in charge, but you're not in charge.
So what is the feeling there in the Virgin Islands about the United States in general? Is there a generally negative sentiment toward it that it's, you know,
No. It's not negative. It's like, you own us, and you're in charge, and we have to do what you say, you know, whether it's wrong or right, and, you know, just so laid back and acceptive.
So it's just sort of like accepting
cliff, we'll go over there.
So it's like the people are just sort of accepting their lot in life that they are owned.
Accept anything.
That's sad.
Which is very annoying.
Yeah.
A very accepting.
No wonder you like our show.
I love you guys, you know. I'm a rebel.
All right,
I'm saying, oh, God, Yes.
Well, what would you say the prospects of beginning a sort of secession movement there in the Virgin Islands would be?
It's good.
It's good?
You know, we have so much possibilities, but people are just so afraid they accept too much.
Well, that's just true everywhere. I mean, I just want to let you know that it's...
Every time Dick and Harry can come and walk all over you, you know, and you allow it, you know, it's sickening. But the main reason
I mean, that's true here in the United States in regard to how police interact with us.
The main reason
they just come and do whatever they want.
Yes.
Did you hear about the Walmart?
Which one?
Where everybody was panicking. Some guys came into a Walmart with some guns.
But
there
were
some...
Are we talking about just some Walmart with guns, or were they shooting people?
Yeah, they had some guns, and then they were very cooperative guys, came to get some maybe some ammunition to do target practice.
Oh,
and everybody panicked.
They freaked out.
Do you know about that?
No. Where did this happen?
Some Walmart, someplace in the States with you guys.
Was this the one in Missouri where the guy walked in with a rifle?
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, you can understand why people would panic. I mean, I could totally understand.
It's a horrible way to live.
Hey, thanks for the call tonight. Really appreciate hearing from
you. Yeah, good night, guys.
All right, I appreciate that. That's we're live out there in the Virgin Islands.
Very cool.
Covering the entire Virgin Islands.
You know, I understand why people are afraid that somebody would walk into a Walmart with, you know, open arms. I tend to think a better solution would be to have more open arms, you know, so people are more accustomed to it.
Okay, but what we don't know, I mean, given that none of us really were familiar, Michael, it sounds like you heard about the story.
Yeah, there was a story in
Missouri. Was the guy brandishing it?
No, he just had it over his back, and he was just doing his shopping, and apparently some off-duty firefighter who happened to have a concealed weapon held him at gunpoint until the cops arrived. Yeah.
Wow.
For open... Is Missouri an open carry state?
As far as I know.
That seems like a critical question.
So,
did he get arrested for anything, or did they just hold him
there? Yeah, they detained him, but the last I heard, he hadn't been arrested.
Right. I mean, he didn't commit a crime. If it's open carry, then, you know, Walmart can say whether or not they want somebody in their store, but even then, if you go into a store that says no guns allowed, then they tell you to leave. You leave.
You leave, yeah.
If you don't leave,
you commit trespassing, which they will arrest
you for. That's if you don't leave.
Yeah.
You have to be ordered to leave by someone authorized to tell you to leave the premises.
You know, if you don't want guns in your store, I'm probably going to leave anyway, because I'm going to think your store isn't safe.
Absolutely.
855-450-3733. That's 855.
We talk Hong Kong coming up. Let's do that.
Absolutely.
Let's talk Hong Kong.
We got to talk Hong Kong.
On the way.
Yeah.
I'm crazy about My Magic Mud. This is the most important oral care product created this millennium, and I'm not kidding. We all have different opinions on politics and issues, but we all have mouths. And I want yours to be as clean as possible, with teeth as bright as they were meant to be. I will never be without My Magic Mud. It's a little surprising, but man, does it work. If you only listen to one thing I say ever, go to MyMagicMud.com and get 20% off with code FTL. MyMagicMud.com, code FTL.
You love Bitcoin. It's the future, right? Well, no, not if everyone stops using it. I mean, think about it. How many places in your town take Bitcoin? One? None? Let's be real. If this Bitcoin thing is ever going to happen, it's going to need your help. The good news is, the guys at AnyPay have your back. We built a website called HelpMeTakeBitcoin.com, and it's a place you can send any business, and they'll be set up to take Bitcoin in 5 minutes. HelpMeTakeBitcoin.com.
The Hebo Tea Club's original pure powdery Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on, so it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure powdery Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen.
The tea is great for healthy people and can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.